And welcome back to the Section 408 podcast. Going to give you my quick reaction to the Nebraska win over Cincinnati by a final score of 22-17. Game just ended. First thing, from a Husker fan perspective, a win is a win. We are not in any position to complain about any win ever with how the last few seasons have gone. But I also think we have to take into account that there's a lot of games that are going to be ugly when it's the first game of the season. I mean, we saw it with Kansas State and Iowa State. A lot of turnovers. Granted, it was raining, but a lot of sloppy play there. And I don't expect this to be Nebraska's final polished version this season. As we know, in the first game, tackling can be an issue. There's issues with getting into a rhythm as far as offense goes. Because keep in mind, in college football, there's no preseason, of course, unlike the NFL. So the first game, you're really kind of feeling things out. And also, you're not really showcasing your entire offense yet. You're not showcasing everything that you want to do as you get into conference play. So this was kind of a prove it game, I think, and the Huskers were able to do that. But also, I think there's been kind of a reaction from what I've seen on social media by Husker fans saying, oh, this was such a disappointing game. We only won by three. And I was like, to me, I always expected this to be a really close game. You know, Cincinnati, they are a power school. They have really, really good players, like I said, in key spots. And I always expected this game to be close in the fourth quarter, and it was. But overall, you know, these are the types of games that Nebraska has lost in the past that they're slowly starting to win. And I was really encouraged by the fact that, you know, yes, they did let Cincinnati back into the game, but they controlled pretty much, I would say, three quarters of that game. And even though the defense did bend a lot in the second half, they still, again, they didn't break as much as we've seen in the past. But I do expect them to get better. You know, this Nebraska team that you see now is not going to be the same team that shows up against Michigan in 3 weeks. And they basically have two free wins the next 2 weeks to try and get better against Akron and Houston Christian. So that's kind of, I'm really encouraged by this win. But as far as the actual game itself, I was really pleased with special teams. This has obviously been an issue for the Huskers in years past and made a couple really good field goals. Even their kicker made both field goals today with a long of 52 yards. He was 3 for 3 in extra points, which, again, you expect a kicker to do that, but we haven't really had that luxury for Nebraska in years past. And then punting, Archie Wilson, he did a great job of pinning Cincinnati back deep. And I think it was special teams coordinator Mike Eckler who said he expects him to be a weapon, or maybe it was Matt Rhule. And we certainly saw that today. When you get into Big Ten play, and we know there's going to be a lot of close games once they get into conference play, having a punter like that can really, really help kind of tip the scales in your favor. And he was able to do that today. So I was really, really happy to see that. So special teams was a plus. I was really, really encouraged by that, especially for our first game. Usually special teams kind of, they're not polished in the first game. And I would say the Huskers special team was polished in this first game. The next thing I'm really encouraged by is that they kind of controlled the game for three quarters. You know, it is kind of typical Nebraska. Yeah, they let Cincinnati back into the game in the fourth quarter, but it felt like they were going to run away with this game if it wasn't for a couple of plays here or there. They did a pretty good job of bottling up Cincinnati's offense for the first three quarters, which was great. And then they also were really able to control the time of possession, which is one thing that I mentioned that if the Huskers were going to win, it was going to be that. So they were able to do that for three quarters. Over the course of this entire game, they probably won, I would say, 70% of the plays in this game, which, again, that adds up to a win, which, again, these are the types of games we need to be able to win. And as I mentioned before, this is the type of game that made me very nervous for the Huskers because, yes, they were favored. Yes, they should have won. They didn't cover. They were favored by 6.5. They won by 3, of course. But this is the type of game they would have lost in the past in really frustrating fashion. And you know what? They were getting pretty close to losing there, but they didn't, right? How many times have we done the woulda, coulda, shoulda? So we are not in a position to get upset about a win, especially over a power conference opponent the first game of the season. The next thing, this is going to be, you know, people kind of everyone's going to have their own opinion on this, but I really thought Raiola looked pretty good. He looked in control of the offense. He went 33 for 42 passing, for 243 passing yards and two touchdowns. He did take three sacks. Of course, that's not always his fault, but he looked very mature and in control of the offense. I mean, he rushed a few times. He rushed four different times. I think he was still negative on the day, but he rushed four times, which is what they were kind of talking about in the offseason. They wanted him to do more. And there was a couple in the fourth quarter, he extended a really key play to keep the clock running with his legs. So that was really good. But as far as his control of the offense, I mean, there was only really one throw where he put the ball in harm's way. Of course, he had a couple misses, but I thought he played really, really well. And that throw that he put in harm's way in the second quarter was on a fourth down. He was in desperation mode trying to convert. So I'm not really going to, you know, knock him for that one. So really, really pleased with how he played. And I genuinely think this was not Nebraska's final form. I think they came into this game saying, hey, let's just get this win and then let's just get out of here. They're not going to show everything in their offense. They're not going to throw out every wrinkle on the defensive side. I think the big concern for the fans after this game was, you know, the Nebraska's run defense kind of got shredded, and they did get kind of shredded by Sorsby and Cincinnati's attack. So Sorsby, who we knew is a running quarterback, he was their leading rusher. He had 96 yards rushing, which is pretty tough. And then their running back Walker had 53 yards rushing. And one thing that I think is alarming was that Sorsby only had 70 yards passing, and they still very nearly won the game. So the run defense is going to be a problem. Also on the defensive side, they did not sack Cincinnati one time, and Cincinnati sacked the Huskers three times. So there wasn't a lot of pressure on Sorsby, and he was able to kind of gash us running the ball with their entire running attack. They were able to gash us. And yes, that is a cause for concern, but I'm going to tell you why I'm not hitting the panic button. I've already seen Husker fans on social media saying, oh my gosh, this team's going to win six games. This team's going to, you know, be the same old Husker team. The team that you see in week one is not the same team that you're going to see in week five. I would imagine next week against Akron, they're going to tackle a lot better. They're going to pay a lot more attention to detail. And I'll give you an example. Last season, Oregon almost lost to Idaho or Idaho State at home in week one or two. It was a really close game down to the wire. And everyone was saying, Oregon this, Oregon that. And they ended up winning the Big Ten. Now, I'm not saying Nebraska is going to win the Big Ten or they're going to be the same level Oregon was last year. However, what I am saying is that similar to Oregon, they can turn it around. These games and these non-conference games are just win and get out. You know, I don't think they were trying to score too many style points. The Huskers are not in a position right now to score style points. We need to get to 8-plus wins, and it doesn't matter how we do that. And the Huskers are essentially guaranteed to be 3-0 now, which is a great start. We can't complain about that. So overall, I was encouraged by what I saw. I'm not, you know, worried about the defense yet. I think they're going to get better. The defense has gotten better as the season's gone along the last few years, and I definitely think this team is more primed to win than they have been in years past, and I was very excited. So with that, kind of just my quick reaction, if you have anything you want to share, please let me know in the comments, and I'll see you in the next one.